Pope now, used to, they'd put in the egg basket when you went to the store with a whole lot of eggs in those cells.
Yeah. Okay. What would the Pope be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. And what about flour? About 50 pounds of flour, what did that come in?
Well, I don't know. Used to, you'd get 100 pounds a barrel of flour, and a 50, you can get a 50 pound sack of flour now.
Okay.
It just comes in a white sack.
Okay. And what about feed?
Oh, I buy 100 pounds of shorts, 100 pounds of dairy feed.
Yeah. What is that?
50 pounds of hog pellets.
Yeah.
Come in.
Okay, you were talking about the sack that you get feed in.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
I call it shorts. But I get shorts and dairy feed.
Yeah.
And hog pellets, they come in the paper sack.
Yeah.
And calf starter.
What about, what's the toe sack or
yeah, they
gunny sack? Or?
Yeah, toe sacks, but they don't hardly, they're now they're in plastic sacks. You can hardly ever get them in toe sacks no more.
Okay, and when you take corn to the mill to get it ground,
yeah.
How much would you call the amount that you take?
Well, we used to measure out on mountain and eight pound buckets. That made a bushel.
Yeah.
And then they generally took out one bucket full for the toll at the mill. But there ain't nobody around here grinds no corn now. The closest mill we got to grind is down at Victoria, you know, over on the river.
Did you call that a turn of corn?
Yeah, I called it a turn of corn.
Okay. Would you ever speak about a turn of wood being the amount of wood?
They call that wood a rack.
Okay. What about the amount of wood that you carry in both your arms?
I don't know. We all just grabbed up a little stove wood or, you know, something.
Yeah. Would you call it an armful or an armful?
I'd call it an armful.
Okay. And when you carry out the wash to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a clothes?
Yeah, or a little tub or a clothes basket or something.
Okay. And what did gunpowder come in for nails?
Well, nails used to come in a little old keg, a little wooden keg, you know. My daddy used to buy, we was building something, you know, we'd buy a keg of nails. And the keg of nails just cost $1, now they cost about $12.
Gosh.
Huh.
Okay, talking about a barrel, the thing that runs around the barrel.
Yeah, hook.
Okay. And something you might put in top of the bottle, of a bottle to stop it up.
Cork.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that you, with reeds, you blow
it. Yeah, a harp.
Okay.
French harp, we always call them.
Okay. What about something like that, but you hold it and twang it?
Yeah, Daddy, my husband, he could play, he could blow a French harp.
Yeah. What about, this is something kind of like a French harp, only you you hold it between your teeth.
Juice harp.
Juice harp.
Yeah, okay. Grandma had, we got an old juice harp here. It belonged to Juke's grandma in there, and boy, she could make that thing sing, you know? She held it with this hand and worked this, and you know, and boy, music ever I heard.
Okay. And something that you'd use to pound nails with.
Hammer.
Okay. And talking about a wagon now. If you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
That's a tongue, wagon tongue. That's a dog. That door's.
I wonder what that
is. After the day get done. I'd hear that night and I'd ask somebody, baby, or I'd jump up and grab a shotgun. Just, you know, found out what it was.
Yeah.
Frightened anymore.
Yeah.